Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today we are joined by Nikki Allred in the studio from Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, and we're going to be talking about their upcoming Trunk or Treat on Thursday, October 31st from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Nikki, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about Trunk or Treating. It's one of the people's favorite things to do in the Castle Country area. I mean, you look around, there's going to see about 20. What makes yours stand out?
Well, I think ours stands out because there isn't a lot in Emory County. And we've also got a lot of businesses to join us. We started out with 12 and we've grown to 25. And so it is local businesses that want to give back to the community. And it's our local mines and just businesses that serve Emory County.
And then talking about that growth, just it's incredible. Like you said, from 12 the first year you did it all the way up to 25. So this is an event that still is really growing. Now, where is this event going to be held?
So it's at the rec center. It's just right there in between the rec center and the park in Castledale.
And, you know, Trunk or Treats, definitely, I feel a lot of parents really like Trunk or Treats more than traditional trick-or-treating, mainly because of the safety aspects of it. You know, you're not going door-to-door talking to strangers. Let's talk about some of the safety features you guys have at this Trunk or Treat.
Yes, so we actually have the local sheriff's department that is joining us as well, and that just kind of helps keep everyone safe. You can come down there and get lots of candy for your kids, and we also Getting Your Smoked On feeds everyone, and we have some entertainment, which is a wee bit wicked. And so it's just a way for parents to come out, especially for the little kids. It's hard for them to go door to door sometimes, so it helps free up that time for those parents and make it a little easier on those kids and help keep everyone safe.
And we talked a little bit about the community involvement. I mean, you look at the list of sponsors and businesses getting involved with it, and there's just so many. And it's incredible. But let's talk about from Four Corners' perspective. Why is it important to you guys to give back to the community like this through events?
So it's important to us because we don't always get to interact with our clients that we serve in this way where we can see them in a different light out in the community, and they can see us in a different light, and so we can interact with them in a different way and get to enjoy that time with them and their families.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, being a behavioral health center, you guys probably face a lot of stigma from the outside looking in that, you know, it's not something you want to be at, but it really shows that you guys, what you really are, you know, you want to get out in the community and you want to help people, and that's the biggest thing about this. Now, is there any special surprises outside of Wee Bit Wicked, which always stuns?
Yeah.
Is there any surprises people should be on the lookout for with this event?
I just think that it'll be really big this year. It's grown. I mean, the first year we had just over 100 kids. Last year we had 500 plus. So yeah, it's just gotten really big. I think it's really exciting and just to see all the different trunks and how creative people are. And so, I think it'll just be more of the same of the last couple of years, but just bigger.
And like you said earlier, this is probably one of the only Trunk or Treats in Emory County. That's what really makes this stand out. And you're just seeing such incredible growth, and it shows how high quality this Trunk or Treat is. Now, Nikki, unfortunately we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I just want to tell everyone that we would love for you to come out and join us. And if there's anyone out there who would like to join us in future years, please contact us. We would love to have more people join and keep making this a fun family event.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Nikki Allred from Four Corners Community Behavioral Health, and we were talking about their upcoming Trunk or Treat, which will be held Thursday, October 31st from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Castledale Rec Center. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.